The Pocono Mountains School District and the Wallenpoepack School District are both closed in northeast Pennsylvania as a massive hunt continues for 31-year-old Eric Freen, suspected of shooting two police officers, killing one in the Pocono Mountains Friday night, and now being heavily armed and dangerous. Pennsylvania police say Freen is a survivalist. They say his father, a veteran of 28 years in the Army, says his son is an excellent marksman who doesn't miss. Michael Rubenkam is with the Associated Press, and he is there in northeast Pennsylvania. And Michael, the police are further saying the father's also said he's missing two weapons, an AK-47 and a rifle with a scope. How are people feeling in that area?
Well, people obviously are jittery. They're on edge. Here's a guy who police are saying is armed, heavily armed with high-powered rifles and very dangerous. And he's on the loose.
Yeah. Tell us how this all began. Remind us, Friday night, this was at another police barracks in the Poconos?
Yes, it was at the Blooming Grove Barracks, a very rural barracks in the Pocono Mountains. One trooper was leaving the barracks after his shift. Another trooper was arriving at the barracks to begin work when the gunfire started. One trooper was hit and killed. Another trooper seriously wounded.
How did they find Eric Freen? How did police, what trail led to Eric Freen?
Police got their big break on Monday. A guy out walking his dog came across a Jeep Cherokee about 2 miles from the shooting scene. It was submerged in a pond. Police arrived, processed that Jeep, and they found a shell casing, multiple shell casings that matched those found at the shooting scene. They found Freen's driver's license, his Social Security card, and Pennsylvania Game Commission range permit. They also found camouflage face paint and two empty rifle cases. Yeah.
This sounds like one of those cases, at least according to Associated Press reporting, where people who knew him do not seem that surprised that he might be a suspect.
That's absolutely right. State police say that Freen has held anti-law enforcement views for many years. They say he expressed them both online and to people who knew him, and that this did not come at a surprise at all to people who know him.
Yeah. People outside the area might not know the Poconos is a bucolic vacation area, as well as, of course, people living there, going to school there. We mentioned two whole districts closed. What's the thinking going ahead? How much longer will that happen?
Not exactly sure. Obviously, school officials today felt that it was prudent to shut down while state police conducted this massive manhunt. They're searching over miles of heavy forest, and the school officials felt that it was just the prudent thing to do. Now, if this thing drags on for day after day, they're going to have a decision to make. Do we send the kids to school, or do we continue to call off? And I don't know that that decision's been made yet.
Yeah. Meanwhile, as we mentioned, one policeman was killed. Do we know how the other is doing?
The other, Corporal Brian Dixon, as you mentioned, was killed. His viewing will be today and his funeral tomorrow. The wounded trooper, Alex Douglas, he was shot in the pelvis. He was critically wounded, underwent surgery. But he apparently is recovering, and police were hoping to talk to him, obviously, to get his information.
That's Michael Rubenkam with the AP. Again, the Pocono Mountain School District is School District, the Wallenpoepack School Districts, both in the Poconos there in Pennsylvania, closed. That's the area where they're searching for 31-year-old Eric Freen, a suspect in the shooting of and the killing of one police officer, the shooting of two. Michael, thanks for updating us.
Thank you.